Hello, my name's Amber Lohm, and I'll be reading scripture. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. And a woman in the city who was a sinner, having learned that he was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears and to dry them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus spoke up to him and said, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said.
One thing I noticed in those verses, the Pharisee said to himself, "Himself." And Jesus said, "Let me tell you something. I'll tell you what it is. God hears us, our thoughts, always." So which is it? The feet? The head? What happened? Why was she there? Why was Jesus there? She poured out this expensive spikenard. It's a very precious ointment that's used in the temple ceremonies to anoint hosts at feasts like this and to anoint kings. The smell is musty, real earthy. And once opened, it permeates the entire room. The Pharisee, proud host, what was he doing? What was his motives? Had he invited Jesus to raise his own stature? Did he want to learn more about Jesus? Was he looking to trap Jesus? Find some reason to snare him because of the breaking of the Hebrew law? Why was he there? And then, the surprise visitor, the one that steps through the door, the sinful woman. Why is she there? As would be expected, the room went very, very silent. Maybe hearing the torch flames, but completely quiet. And then the slow and quiet murmurs, the jeering laughter from the corners at the table, the fingers pointing. Why is she here? All eyes on this woman. She surveys the room. She looks and sees Christ at the table. There he is. Those all the eyes are on me feeling gone. She moves to Christ with her beautiful gift. Steps behind him. Kneels. And begins to weep. Her tears, bathing his feet, flowing freely. She tries to use her hair to wipe the tears. Takes her ointment, pours it on his feet, and then begins to touch Jesus, kissing to love Christ, to touch Jesus. As she got up, their eyes met. Those beautiful tears turned to joy. They flowed on their faces. as she left. She didn't leave alone. Her life had already started to change. Maybe she saw him preach on the mount next to the sea in Galilee, in some dingy part of some other town. Something happened before she came with her beautiful gift. She'd brought an alabaster jar, expensive. She'd brought ointment, spikenard, expensive. She left without that, but she left with Christ, a beautiful gift she had received. Did she go back to her old life? Maybe the same places, but not her life. She was renewed, changed, singing a new song, rising from the ashes, praising her Lord Jesus Christ. Simply stated, we're asked to do the same. We get to choose to accept that opportunity. Put yourself there. What would you do? In that room, at that table, are you the quiet guest? Could you be the cynic that throws the first stone at this sinful woman? Are you one that hears, watches what goes on, and says to yourself, you know, maybe there's something about this Jesus? Are you the proud host? Or are you the sinful woman? Go with me to this quiet room, cluttered, dimly lit with candles and scent, and you hear this faint but oh so familiar knock at the door. Unlocked and opened, it is who you thought it would be. Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The invitation complete. He enters your life, your cluttered world, and that loving relationship begins all over again. Like Mary, or the uninvited, the broken, the bruised, driven to your knees, not willing to forgive yourself or others. How did it happen? Does it really matter? Does it really matter? There's an old Turkish proverb, and she may have known this. No matter how far you go down the wrong road, turn back. David spoke Friday night, Christmas Eve, about the aha moments. Perhaps this could be an aha moment for you. This Christmas season, this day, the days to come. So it's not so much the unsettling question about the different stories as much as it is perhaps the unsettled spirit that's in you wanting to reunite to kiss Jesus? Is it real? You ask, do I really want to accept that? Are you there yet? Open the door. You hear him knock, open it. Invite him back. Invite him in. Jesus said, I come to give you life in abundance. Understand, he meant today. Not just everlasting life. This is your first day in eternity. Life in abundance. Nothing can separate us from the loving arms. So come. Christ calls, come. See, the beautiful gift is not the empty box. Christ was born for you, and you were born for Christ.